Keep it clean with Energene. Whether it's a silk dress or a lace curtain, a tweed suit or an upholstered chair, simply follow directions and Energene cleaning fluid will clean it without leaving telltale rings. Actually makes dirty grease spots go right before your eyes. Get Energene at drug, grocery, or variety stores. From Hollywood, we present Bride and Groom. With your master of ceremonies, John Nelson.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good afternoon. The old saying that all is fair in love and war evidently didn't mean a thing to today's handsome young bridegroom. It seems that although his pretty bride had secretly admired him and he had secretly admired her since junior high school days, they just couldn't quite get together because he wouldn't move in on his friends who were dating her. How their love finally found a way to start them on the road to romance and marriage, our bride and groom wedding party here in the Chapman Park Hotel, and you listening in will be told by the young couple themselves just before they go out through the archway of trees to the lovely old chapel in the gardens to be united in marriage. First, as usual, it's our own Jack McElroy.
If you have an ordinary headache right now, don't let it upset your whole day. Just take two quick-acting Bayer aspirin tablets with a full glass of water. In what seems like no time at all, your headache likely will be gone. The reason Bayer aspirin tablets give relief so quickly is because they start to disintegrate within 2 seconds. You can see this with your own eyes by dropping a Bayer aspirin in a glass of water. Before the tablet has reached the bottom of the glass, it will start disintegrating. And hence, Bayer aspirin is ready to go to work almost instantly. Besides giving you the relief you want with amazing speed, Bayer aspirin also provides reliable relief. You see, Bayer aspirin has been used without ill effect by millions of normal people. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin. Never for the name aspirin alone. 24 tablets for 25 cents... Virtually 1 cent a tablet.
Here come the bride and the groom. So here come the bride and groom on their way.
What a very charming bride and handsome groom. Go ahead, folks, if you will, please. I'd like to introduce my bride as Miss Doris Butler, and her groom is Mr. Michael Murphy. And I wish that Jack and Gaylord would either play the same tune or sing the same tune. I mean, is this Monday morning for you? This is not your wedding day. Well, they're terrible. Are you nervous, Mike, or anything like that?
Just a little.
Just a little bit, huh? Well, I wondered, because Jack and Gaylord certainly are. This year's one of those days for you, though. You are prepared for it and waiting for it.
Yes.
Thinking about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did that help?
A little.
How about you, Doris?
I'm nervous.
You look very happy. I'll bet Mike is more nervous than you are.
I don't think so.
No. Well, tell us about you anyway.
Well, my name's Doris Butler. I'm 22 years old, and I was born in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I've had most of my schooling here except for a year and a half at the University of Redlands. And... well, that's all, I guess.
No mother, no father?
Yes. I have a mother and a father and a sister. Only she's married.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the family, though.
I wonder if you could have a sister and not have her in the family. Don't mind. What are you doing now? Do you work?
No, I go to school, Los Angeles City College.
What are you
now
majoring in?
I'm an art major.
Are you going to be an art teacher?
Yes, that's right.
Are you going to work after you're married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to finish school first, right after
good
we're married, and
uh-huh
then go to work.
You're going to go to work as an
mm-hmm
art teacher?
Yes, art teacher. Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Would you like to teach children? I mean, are you fond of children?
Yes, very fond of children.
Good. Well, that's good. No, that's wonderful. And you can come back and tell me about teaching children art, so that, you know, what age they should start and so on. Mike, tell us about you.
My name is Michael Murphy, and I'm 22.
Michael Murphy, that is Irish. Red hair to go with it.
I was in the service for a while. I went to City College now.
Where were you born?
I was born in Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm. You live here now?
Yes, I do. I came here when I was about five.
Oh, I see. So you're practically a native. Mm-hmm. You go to L.A. City College, too?
Yes.
What were you in service?
I was in the infantry.
One of the walking boys.
Yes.
That's right. How long?
For about 3 years.
Did you get around much?
Well, I got to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I was in France and Germany and Austria.
In the battles over there?
Yes.
That was no fun. We don't want to talk about battles on your wedding day.
No.
Let me ask you this, Mike. We're speaking about being nervous. Were you as nervous at any time while you were in service as you are right now?
I don't think so.
No! Bring on shot and shell, but put a man before a minister with a girl he loves and he just goes to pieces. Well, what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in geology.
You're going to be a geologist?
No, I wanted to teach it.
You want to be a teacher?
Yes.
Good for you. Two teachers in the same family. It's going to be very interesting. What are your plans, if you don't mind? I mean, let's talk about your future first.
Well, we just want to finish school first. We haven't made many plans, but...
Mm-hmm. You going to live in Los Angeles?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to settle down here?
Yes, uh-huh.
Whereabouts? What district?
Well, we'll probably settle down in Los Angeles.
You going to be a school teacher?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You plan a family? Plan to raise a family?
Uh-huh. Redheads.
I don't think there's much doubt about it. I'm having red hair. Well... You, of course, know that this is the great day in your life, and we're happy to share some of your happiness, and if possible, do a little bit to increase that happiness. But before you go out where your clergyman waits, supposing you tell us a little bit about how you got here.
All right. Well, the beginning of our story isn't very romantic. It was awfully one-sided. Mike doesn't even remember when we met. He was in junior high school, and he was a senior and president of the student body and chief of the boys' athletic committee and everything, and I was just... starting junior high school. We were introduced, but he didn't remember me at all, so nothing really happened. And I decided that I better not make much of a project out of him because it wouldn't do much good anyway.
You sure made a project out of him. Well, what happened now? You met it. What's the matter with you anyway, Mike? No eye for beauty or what?
Well, I don't know.
He had other beauties. He had other beauties, I think.
Other beauties, I see. So nothing happened, and what happened after that?
Well, he went on to high school, and I went on to a different high school, so I didn't think I'd ever see him again.
But did you remember him that clearly?
Well, sure I remembered him. I thought he was cute.
Well, I sort of think so, too. the red hair and all that. And her lovely blue eyes. They're really a very charming couple, very handsome. You have lovely blue eyes and sort of soft, light brown hair, would you say?
I guess.
And Mike, what color are your eyes?
Brown, I think.
Brown. Not even sure of that today. So anyway, happened at all, and
no,
he went on to a different school, and mm-hmm.
Well,
did you see him anymore after that?
Yes, because he started going to the church I go to,
mm-hmm.
and so they decided to put on a church play, and Mike and I were cast opposite each other, so then I guess I thought it was time to start a project. And,
was there any kissing in this play?
Yes, not really, but...
I don't blame him. Great idea. So, carry
he
on.
He was just supposed to say, well, we were supposed to be Chinese in the play, and I had a big black wig on, and he had burnt cork all over his red hair, so I don't think we looked too romantic, but he was supposed to just say, I love you, farewell, or something very dramatically, and he did that all the time up to dress rehearsal, and then all of a sudden he grabbed me and kissed me. That was kind of a surprise.
Kind of a pleasant surprise.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Maybe he had a project, too. Probably did. So what happened then? Now you two were in this play together. Did he ask you for dates after that?
No, still nothing happened.
You mean he actually kissed you and then he didn't even ask you to go out with him?
I don't even know why he kissed me. I guess it just decided...
Oh, I know why. You don't have to explain that. I get the same ideas myself sometimes. So anyway, then what happened?
Well, then... Nothing happened. He had to go overseas after that.
You mean he went in service right
mm-hmm.
after that? How long were you gone, Mike?
3 years.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happened then? You didn't have him around and he hadn't asked you for a date and he's gone for a year.
No, that was really, we called that our first kiss, but we don't call that our first real kiss.
You don't? Well, what, tell us about your first real kiss.
Well, then he'll tell you about that.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's, I think you better let him tell it now.
Take up from there, Mike. You were overseas 3 years. What happened during that time?
Well, we were writing back and forth.
Who wrote first?
Oh, I don't remember.
We were...
Well, I hope he did.
The odds are very greatly in favor of you doing
it. Really? Well, maybe I did.
Yes. You're the you're the girl with the project, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Okay. We're pretty good friends anyway.
Oh, you were good friends by that time. What were the letters? Were they friendly? Were they factual?
They were friendly, yes.
Did they get a little bit more friendly towards the end?
Well, towards the end, when I was in Austria, I used to write and kid her about being one of the girls in my harem, and so she sent me a box top off of a box so she could join it.
Yeah. I hope it was Dr. Lyons. So anyway, you were teasing her about being one of the girls. What did you think about this? Is that discouraging to a girl who has a project?
No. Maybe I was the best one in the harem. I didn't know.
You're the only one in the harem from now
That's
on.
That's right.
And you remember that, Mike.
Yeah,
this is the head of the household. So anyway, what happened then? You were gone for 3 years. You wrote. The letters got more and more friendly.
Yeah.
Did they ever get kind of mushy?
No. No.
Did they?
No.
Sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I just kind of decided when I was coming home that, I didn't have any other girlfriends, and so I thought I'd try and make Dolly be my girl. So I had a project, too, I guess you'd say then.
When you first got together after you came home, did he shake hands, or what did he do?
I just stood there.
Did you even kiss the girl?
No.
So did you go right to see the young lady?
Well, no, I had decided that I was going to make sure that I had the right girl first. So
oh, fine. So, but you started dating her?
Well, I dated a couple other girls, and then I dated Dolly. And
then?
And then I dated some more.
And then?
Well, we
dated some more, I know, yes.
Well, I went away for a while up to Spokane to see my folks, and we wrote back and forth about every day and that.
Mm-hmm. How long had you been back when you started going steady?
About a month.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about this first kiss.
Well, we'd gone to the beach dancing and...
Which date was this?
It was on the first date.
Oh, good. Well, go ahead.
Oh, we'd known each other a long time.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm not disapproving. Oh. I just want to hear about it.
Well, we just came back, and we were in the car. We were double dating, and we got home.
At the door?
No, in the car.
Oh, sure. What's better?
Yeah.
Did he only kiss you once that night?
No.
Kissed you more than once?
It surprised him, I guess.
Doesn't surprise me. Not a bit. Well, how long had you gone together when you decided that you had the right girl for sure, Mike?
It was about 3-4 months, I think,
that we got
engaged.
And you became engaged at the end of this period?
Yes, we...
Where were you? What were you doing when he proposed to you?
I don't know if he really did propose to me or not.
I have. Mike, thousands of times.
Well, tell me. Just tell us about it. Just tell us where you were and what you were doing when you proposed to her.
Well, she says it was on the bus. I don't know for sure.
Oh, you were on the...
That was the first time or not, I mean.
But it was one time. Yeah. You were just riding along on the bus?
We were going to a wedding. I guess it gave him an idea or something. And so he asked me if
Well, wait a minute. Let him tell me.
All right.
Now, we're riding along in a bus, you know. We're going along in a bus, and you two are sitting there. You're going to a wedding, and the conversation goes something like
that. It was kind of understood that we were going to get married anyway. We'd never spoken about it, you know.
You never mentioned it?
No, but
Well, who understood it if you never mentioned it? You mean you understood it, and you didn't know it. That's usually the way.
And so I all of a sudden decided that we should do it pretty soon.
So what did you say?
So I started asking her, and she wanted me to be quiet because there was too many people around us.
Well, gee, that's something to be proud of. You kept trying to say, let's get married, and you kept saying, shh.
I had to say yes to get him to be quiet.
You what?
I had to say yes to get him to be quiet.
Oh! Oh, I see. Well, we have for our bride her beautiful bouquet. It's a beautiful prayer book arrangement of white satin streamers and white bavardia. The corsage consists of 5 Hawaiian Vanda orchids. The matron of honor has a round bouquet of white carnations and tied pink satin ribbon. The 2 bridesmaids have identical bouquets made of pink carnations and pale pink sweet peas, also tied with pink bows. All very beautiful, of course, and all designed by Mr. John Patrick Burke, our famous floral artist from Beverly Hills, who's wonderful. And you are?
I'm Marilyn Wisswasser.
Marion?
No, I'm engaged.
Oh, soon. And you?
June Farnham.
Marion?
No.
Mm-hmm. You?
Vivian Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Sister of the bride.
Oh, I see. Fine. And you, sir, the best man?
Charlie.
Are you married?
No.
Are you engaged?
No.
Well, there's a candidate down there. And here's a little fellow here. What's your name?
Frank.
Frank, are you related to anybody here?
Yes, who? Are you related?
My aunt.
Oh, you related your aunt. I see. And tell me something. Hmm?
What? To his mother, too.
Well,
she's a matron of honor. She's the matron of honor.
I see. Son, how old are you?
4 and a half.
I see. Is this your first wedding? First one you've ever been to? You like weddings? You think you'll get married someday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you will. Have you picked out the girl yet? You picked her out? Have you? What's your name? You don't want to tell me. All right, well, it's really none of my business.
We have for the best man the bride's wedding ring a beautiful band selected from Rock and Company of Beverly Hills in Los Angeles. Well, a great name for jewelry. Isn't that a lovely diamond band? It goes in your pocket. Now, young lady, do you have on something old?
Yes, I do.
And new?
Yes.
Borrowed?
Mm-hmm.
Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Penny in your shoe?
Yes, I do.
All set. The name of your love song.
Thine Alone.
Thine Alone. Just a moment. Gaylord, is that the one you're going to play? Thine Alone. Jack, is that the one you're going to sing?
And right now, as our bride and groom go down the aisle, out through the lovely gardens, down the tree-lined path that leads to the altar and their clergyman, Jack McElroy sings their love song.
In thine arms, enfold me, my beloved. Let thine eyes look fondly into mine. For thy love bears a spell all too wondrous to tell. Is a rapture that's all divine. So within my tender arms enfold me, for thy loss the world could not atone. I swear that I will e'er be true, and forever
Thank you, Jack. Well sung and well played, Gaylord, and you were together. I'm very pleased and proud of you, both of you. Well, right now, let's hear from my own Jack McElroy.
Ladies, in one respect, all toothpaste are alike. That is, all of them will clean film from your teeth, will sweeten your breath. But Philips Milka Magnesia toothpaste does more. Yes, Philips toothpaste also protects the beauty of your teeth by actually neutralizing on contact the mouth acids that many dentists say are a major cause of tooth decay. And remember, these acids are in everyone's mouth. Now, Philips toothpaste does this vital job of helping to guard against tooth decay because it's made from one of the most effective neutralizers of mouth acids ever discovered. An acid neutralizer whose remarkable efficiency is recognized by dentists everywhere. In addition, Philips toothpaste brightens your teeth beautifully. And its cool, minty flavor wakes up your mouth, leaves your breath cleaner, fresher, sweeter. So for everything that any toothpaste can give you, plus the protective advantage that Philips provides against mouth acids, get Philips Milka Magnesia Toothpaste. Today, ask for P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Philips Toothpaste.
I'm very pleased today to have here an old friend of ours that you all know, a very lovely young lady who is a star of many motion pictures. She's currently with Pine and Thomas over at Paramount, I believe. Miss Hillary Brooks. Come up here, if you will, please, Hillary.
I'm very glad to see you. Wonderful to be here.
Thank you. You wanted to describe away at our bride and the bride's outfit?
Oh, yes. I have it all written down.
Good. Well, that's good, because we don't want you to forget a thing.
No, I'm very nervous.
Well, don't be nervous.
Oh. Of course, all brides are beautiful. And I thought our bride was very old-fashioned and very sweet. She had on an eyelet batiste gown, carrying out the old-fashioned theme. The jacket is fitted with a peplum pointed in back over a small bustle. It's buttoned down the front and has a stand-up shawl collar, with a fingertip hip veil draped over a heart-shaped tiara with orange blossoms in the dip. She's also wearing a lovely old-fashioned locket, a family heirloom.
Mm-hmm.
And the bridesmaids were all wearing lovely pink dotted marquisettes. They're also carrying out the very old-fashioned theme, which I like very much.
Oh, yes. She had a hoop skirt in it. You said that again.
Yes, she had a hoop skirt.
Very lovely girl. The groom, too, also. No one ever mentions the groom at a wedding party.
Well, I don't know why. Grooms are not very important, but he had a cutaway coat and an ascot tie and striped trousers, right?
Right.
Good, right about it. Tell me, if you will, please. Hillary, I haven't seen you for some little time. What are you doing? What are you working in?
Well, I've been very busy doing Big Town for Pine Thomas.
Oh, the Big Town series?
Lorelei Kilburn, girl reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I love playing her.
And a good story.
They're wonderful stories.
What's the last one you made, the last one series?
Called Big Town Scandal.
Is it out yet? Has it been released?
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. What's the last one released?
I cover Big Town.
I
think it's playing throughout the East now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a very lovely girl. Are you married?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know just how they felt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's lovely. Well, that's a swell job describing. I hope you'll come back and see us again soon.
I'd love to, Johnny.
And I'll be looking forward to seeing you.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so very much, Miss Hillary Brooks. So we want to congratulate Galen Drake on his new show, which covers the entire ABC network starting today. And so you may all hear his fine show. Simply check your local newspapers for the time. He may be heard in your area, and I know you'll enjoy his swell stories and the way he tells them. So here's another wire from Mr. and Mrs. Dick Fortune, our young couple who were married during bride and groom last Wednesday and who are the first couple in history to have a honeymoon flight around the world. We're going all over, and what a wonderful time they're having. Here's the wire. It says, what a trip this is. We were met in London, England by Valerie Hobson and Gene Simmons, the English movie stars whom you saw in Arthur Rank's picture, Great Expectations. A wonderful picture, by the way. We had many taken, pictures were taken with them, and even took part in a radio show here. Also met David Farrar and Deborah Kerr, Arthur Rank picture stars, and I think they're in Black Narcissus or something, and a lot of other English celebrities, and it's signed Dick and Chris, these wonderful youngsters. But the P.S. is what I get a kick out of. It says, P.S., it ain't true. London Bridge is not falling down. Even on a honeymoon, they have time for things like that. Today, we particularly want to pay honor, as we do every day, to three couples visiting with us on their anniversaries. It's Mr. and Mrs. J.O. Garman of North Hollywood, California. They've been married 57 years today. Mr. and Mrs. Paul Nelson of Burbank, California, married 59 years today. And Mr. and Mrs. J.H. McCabe of Los Angeles, California, our 60th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to all of you folks. And we have for you Mr. and Mrs. McCabe, as the couple celebrating the highest anniversary, two very lovely gifts in gold, two very beautiful, very thin 17-jewel Gruen Precision watches. Products of Gruen Watch Company, and congratulations to you. Come back and see us on 61, and you other folks, when 57, 59, you come back on the next one, and I hope that next year we'll have gifts for you, too. Speaking of gifts, right now I'd like to show you some of the lovely gifts we have for our bride and groom, who apparently the ceremony is a little longer today, as it sometimes is. They don't even get back, because, of course, the wedding ceremony is far more important than anything else here. But I'd like you to see some of the things. This is the Phoenix Airfloat chair, the famous Phoenix Fireside Airfloat chair. It's really a beauty, and has a patented spring construction. Jack! Jack just sat down in it. Boy, is that
very kind of substantial.
Yes, it'd have to be to hold you up, Jack. And here's a makeup kit for the bride. This is the beautiful Max Factor kit. Miss Hobson probably used it over at Paramount in her pictures. Very lovely makeup kit. The wedding album, this is the pictures and all from Bernard of Hollywood and Palm Springs. As you see, it has formal portraits and candid shots. Very, very beautiful. And pictures of everything that took place here. And this is the Capitol Record album. You know Capitol records your favorite artist, and it makes a lot of fine albums. But this is our favorite album. It has every single word these youngsters said today, you know. And they can play it back on their anniversaries and look through that album, and boy, that will be a memories of the nervous, most nervous day in bridegroom's life. Well, their home here's silver by Gorham, of course. Gorham Sterling, since 1831, America's leading silversmith, each day presents our bride and groom their choice of great many of Gorham's many, many exquisite patterns. The pattern today, English Gadroon, Greenbrier, Chantilly Lyric, complete service for 424 pieces of Gorham Sterling. Here's a radio for their home from Bendix Radio Corporation, the radio division of the Aviation Corporation, Bendix, so they can hear bride and groom, we want them to. Because we always send them our wonderful honeymoons, we also want pictures of the honeymoon, naturally, to remember, to put in their album. So we give them this camera, the famous Argoflex camera from the Argus Camera Company, the finest they make. It has reflex action. You can see the pictures you take it. There's a year's supply of ink and film. And something else for their home that I think they'll really enjoy, the new 1947 Servelle gas refrigerator. Servelle, really, the grandest refrigerator in the whole wide world that I've ever seen. It has 6 cubic foot of ice, of storage space. It has 96 ice trays, and the tiny flame is silent. No moving parts to wear out. That sort of gives them a little start.
To get some food in the ice box, a Cudahy's Puritan ham to go in there.
You know what we could say? We could say they're getting ham from a ham.
Yes.
Very appropriate. Well, we have, and as always, today we have waiting outside here a big shiny black limousine with a uniformed chauffeur from Tanner Motor Livery Company. And, of course, their honeymoon destination is beautiful Lake Arrowhead in the San Bernardino Mountains. The famous North Shore Tavern, one of several fine Albert's hotels, is where they're going to stay. And they're going to be driven out the airport by this Tanner limousine and out to Van Nuys. And there, in a brand-new Stinson flying station wagon, which is really a beautiful plane, Claude Gossett of the Gossett Air Service will fly them. He handles the Stinson planes there. He's going to fly them up there. They go over beautiful citrus fruit areas through the belt of Southern California, up over the mountains, and they're going to land right on the Lake Arrowhead shore. There, Jimmy Alberts, their host, will be waiting to greet them, to escort them to a newly and tastefully decorated honeymoon suite. Very special honeymoon suite was just for the two of them. And there's lots of entertainment. I guess that you all know about that. Speedboat rides, sailboat trips around the lake. Special dinner party is going to be served in the new colorful canvas-top glass-enclosed terrace room overlooking the lake at the lodge for them. They could swim, play golf, ride horseback, fish, or just plain loaf. Carl Meyer, formerly the Somerset and Townhouses of Los Angeles, has charge of the kittens and their kitchens and their... Jack, I just had kittens. Well, he has charge of the kitchens, and he's going to fix the meals for them up there. The buffet lunch served in the new pilot room was a special treat, and they'll be entertained by Ernie Schoen's orchestra because they can dance to it. And Jimmy Alberts has everything out to see they have a grand time in the North Shore Tavern, where everything is brand new this year. I know your honeymoon will be a memory. The honeymoon will be a memory that they'll always cherish as long as they ever... Here they come now, back from the chapel. Married less than a minute, our lovely bride, very handsome groom. And very happy they are indeed. Congratulations, Mike. You made it. Come on up here. Oh, now that you're all so happy and everything. Are you all over your nervousness?
Yeah, a little bit now.
You know, we better toss our bride's bouquet. Will you single girls get up here now, please? And while we do that, Mike, you can take off some of that lipstick. Will you single girls come out here, please? Oh, we're going to have to toss it after we leave the air. I want to wish you two, of course, as we all do, health and success and a long, long happy time together.
Thank you very much.
I know you'll do it and you deserve it. Congratulations, Mike.
I didn't think you were going to make it. You folks, listen to Jack McElroy. We'll see the rest of you tomorrow.
Woman whose beauty is crowned by skin that stirs men's hearts. Skin that looks radiantly romantic, feels velvetly soft and smooth, whispers of love with its delicate, tempting fragrance. And it's because the marvelous new Philips Beauty Facial is designed to give you skin that stirs men's hearts that so many beautiful women use it faithfully twice each day, morning and night. This is what you do. First, spread a thin beauty veil of the new gentle Philips Milk of Magnesia cleansing cream over your face and neck. Instantly, it will loosen dirt and makeup, floating them on the surface of your skin. And as you tissue off this beauty veil, always using an upward-outward motion, you almost feel your skin breathing with cleanliness. Next, wash as usual with soap and warm water and blot dry. Finally, touch your fingertips to your new Philips cleansing cream and pat very lightly on face and neck. Remove with tissue. Your Philips Beauty Facial is complete. Remember, because the new Philips cleansing cream, unlike thick, heavy, ordinary creams, is super fine in texture, you need use just a little. Leaves no greasy afterfilm because it liquefies instantly, tissues off easily, cleanly. So for radiantly romantic skin that stirs men's hearts, enjoy the Philips Beauty Facial. Get the 30 or 60 cent size jar of PHILLIPS. New wonderful Philips cleansing cream today. Jack McElroy speaking. Bride and groom with John Nelson comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time from Hollywood. If you're often tired, your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferronutritional blood deficiency. Then help build up your energy by building up your red blood cells with the help of ironized yeast tablets. That's ironized yeast tablets. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.